John Frank, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
What do we know about Cambridge Analytica's role in the Colorado election?
In 2014, the Senate Majority Fund, through two affiliated organizations, paid Cambridge Analytica nearly $500,000 for political work to help it win the state Senate. And that was a pivotal election year. That was the first time Republicans won the state Senate in more than a decade. And Cambridge Analytica played a role in that. Now, just how big of a role depends on who you ask. The firm touts that it made the strategic decision needed to win the majority for Republicans, but some of the Republican strategists here in Colorado who worked on the race suggested that is exaggerated.
So you're saying basically that Cambridge Analytica's role in the Colorado 2014 elections had an electoral impact that changed the balance of power in the state.
That's what the firm believes. They count Colorado as among their top successes in 2014. And of course, they'd go on to work for President Donald Trump in 2016. Here in Colorado, what they were able to do was provide Republicans who wanted to win the state Senate a list of voters to target who would be open to certain kinds of messages. Now, they were able to get this data and really profile voters in part because of the Facebook personal user data they improperly obtained through a Russian-American professor. And they also combined it with voter data to be able to really help encourage people to get out and vote and really find the voters they needed to win. And this was with psychographic profiles, as they called it. What Cambridge Analytica did that others didn't is they were able to take this universe of personal data from Facebook and other sources and really figure out what would motivate you to vote. For instance, an example I received from someone who worked for the company suggested that if you have neurotic personality tendencies, that they could target you with messages that would suggest fear, such as politicians in Denver want to take your guns away. You know, those type of messages really motivate certain people to vote. And they are able to drill down to a pretty specific level to target these voters in about five state Senate districts and won three of them enough to give Republicans a one-seat majority in 2014.
Well, did both parties do this, both the Democrats and Republicans do this in 2014?
Voter profiling is common across all parties, all political organizations. It usually takes official voter data from the states, maybe combines it with magazine subscription data or other consumer credit card type data to really get an idea of who voters are, who would be in your universe of potential persuadables. But what Cambridge Analytica did that's different is use the Facebook data and really dive in deeper than other firms have done in the past. The experts I've talked to say they haven't seen data this specific and this powerful before here in Colorado. But if you ask the Republicans who worked on the campaign, they suggest that this data was not as good as the company touted it. So there's a discrepancy there.
Well, why is this raising alarms? You just mentioned that both parties use voter profiles during election campaigns.
The number one reason it's raising alarms is how they obtained the Facebook data. And it seems to have violated Facebook's user privacy rules and protections. And Facebook's already admitted that they will make changes. They have made changes. The number two reason is possibly the involvement of foreign nationals in the U.S. election. Federal laws will limit the influence, the ability to work on elections of people who live outside the country. And we do know in Colorado that some of the early data crunching to identify voters in these state Senate districts did take place in the U.K., but we're not exactly sure just how much of that data or whether that involvement would violate federal law. That part's still under investigation in Washington and also over in Britain.
Okay, so that's the part that we don't know about Cambridge Analytica's role in the election.
Yes, the Democrats have requested the Colorado Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman investigate Cambridge Analytica's work here in Colorado and work with state Senate Republicans. She has joined a letter with other attorneys general to ask Facebook tougher questions about its privacy protections, but nothing specific to Colorado yet.
What candidates did this impact in Colorado?
The majority of the work was focused on five state Senate districts. Now, these are the most swing districts. These were the battleground districts where Democrats and Republicans were fighting for control of the chamber. And we also know that the company says it did some online advertisements, a digital ad campaign, that would have benefited Republicans up and down the ticket with voter turnout. And some of those ads did mention U.S. Senator Mark Udall, who lost to Cory Gardner that year. So it's a possibility that Senator Gardner may have received a boost from some of these efforts too, but it's still hard to determine exactly how much of an impact those would have had, despite the company saying that they were effective advertisements.
Did the Democrats participate in this as well?
We have not found any ties from Cambridge Analytica to Democrats here in Colorado. For the most part, Cambridge Analytica was a firm for Republican clients. Some of the early investors were Bob Mercer. Other important early players were Steve Bannon. This firm really appealed to Republican clients that did work for Ted Cruz at one point. So we have not found any evidence that they worked for Democrats here in the U.S., or particularly here in Colorado.
Well, John Frank, reporter for the Denver Post, who's been writing on Cambridge Analytica's involvement in Colorado elections, thank you very much for your work, and thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.